I'd like to ask everybody to please rise, and I'm going to ask Alderman Blazer to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody, for their patience this evening. This is a, I guess, would be a postponed meeting of a regularly scheduled meeting that used to be on Monday, but was supposed to be on Tuesday, but this is Wednesday, January the 22nd. I just want to let everybody know that we had the... That's why we were supposed to meet on Tuesday, and with the storm, we were meeting this evening. So thank everyone for their cooperation and patience last night as we moved everything over. We will commence with our committee meetings immediately following our board meeting. Just so that everybody knows, on everyone's desks, there is a memo from Alderman Baker regarding the Alderman at Work program. There is a copy of the resolution offered for Phil Hare at the public facilities meeting that was presided over at the public facilities meeting on January the 8th, and there was also information requested for docket item number 15-14. Just want to let everyone know that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. At this time, I will start with our first call of reports, and I will recognize the chairman of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Laredo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Land Use Committee begins on page 7, item 330.13.2. Donnie and Raquel Santagello, petition for a special permit site plan approval to connect an existing two-family dwelling to an existing detached garage with living space above to increase the floor area ratio. This was withdrawn without prejudice, approved 7-0. The next item before us this evening is number 405-13. Samuel J. and Tammy M. Wall, petition for special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to enclosed space below a first floor deck in order to expand a basement playroom, which will include rebuilding the deck, thereby increasing the floor area ratio from 0.60 to 0.63, where 0.39 is the maximum allowed by right at 176 Homer Street in Ward 6. That was approved 8-0. The next item is 422-13. Arthur Yulian, Benjamin Yulian Trust, Arthur Dorr and Benjamin Yulian Trustees, petition for a special permit site plan approval to convert an existing detached structure at 76 Hyde Avenue into a 600 square foot accessory apartment connected to the main building by a pergola structure in Ward 7. That was approved 8-0. The next item before us is 423-13. Key Point Partners, petition for a special permit site plan approval to locate a full service veterinary hospital in an existing retail building at 215 Needham Street, Ward 5. That was approved 8-0. Next item is 425-13. Lisa B. and Jeffrey B. Miller, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to construct a one-story addition to the kitchen at the rear of an existing single-family dwelling, increasing the floor area ratio from 0.43 to 0.47, where 0.46 is the maximum allowed by right, and increase the maximum lot coverage from 32% to 35%, where 30% is the maximum at 183 Adams Avenue, Ward 3. That was approved 8-0. I then have five licenses that were approved as well, all of them 8-0. 371-13, Jacob and Associates. 377-13, Kareem Mansour Newton Center Shell, Inc. 380-13, NTC Newton Trade Center. 382-13, Paragon Global Partners, Inc. And 386-13, Sam's Auto Center. And that completes the report, except, Mr. Chair, President, I'd like to be recognized to assign some public hearings.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Public hearings, if you turn to page 14 of your report, the docket 330-13(3), Donnie and Raquel Santagello, petition for special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure at 3-5 Milton Avenue, Ward 4. That will be heard on February 11th. Also heard on February 11th is 21-14. Christopher Hill and Susan Flycop petition for a special permit site plan approval, an extension of a non-conforming structure to construct a one-story attached two-car garage, increasing the square footage and increasing the floor area ratio at 163 Suffolk Road in Ward 7. The third one also for that evening is 22-14, the Newton Village Cafe, Peter and Kathy Morogiannis, trustees of Morogiannis Family Realty Trust, petition for special permit site plan approval to expand an existing 21-seat restaurant to 53 seats and to formalize 6 outdoor seats for a total of 60 seats, to waive the 14 parking stalls and legalize the existing signage at 719 Washington Street, Ward 2. And finally, 23-14, Albert Pinkasov, petition for special permit site plan approval for walls of more than 4 feet in the setback at 79 Lovett Road, Ward 8. And that concludes the public hearings. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee, chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening because all items were held.
Thank you very much. Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee, chaired by Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 10. First item to report out is item number 430-13, appointment by His Honor the Mayor of Hattie Curran Derrick of 197 Spears Road, Newton Center, appointed as a member of the Human Rights Commission for a term to expire December 4th, 2016. That was approved by a vote of 8-0. Continuing on page 11, the next item to report out is item number 315-12, Alderman Fuller, Rice, and Gentile of the Anger School Building Committee, providing updates and discussion on the Anger School Building Project as it develops through the site plan approval process. We voted that out. No action necessary by a vote of 8-0. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Public Safety and Transportation Committee report begins on page 11, in the middle of the page. 13-14, Traffic Council Chair providing the annual report on the work of the Traffic Council for 2013, pursuant to Section 19-30G of the City of Newton Revised Ordinance of 2012. That was voted no action necessary, 7-0. Down to the bottom of the page, 299-12, the Director of Planning Development requesting a discussion regarding a policy-based management plan for parking. That also was voted out, 7-0, and that concludes the report for this evening.
That was no action necessary, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Alderman Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 12 with two public hearings that were conducted for utility locations, item number 416-13, NSTAR Electric petitioning for grants of location of conduit in Ward 8 on Wiswall Road, Care Path, and Osborne Path. That was approved 7-0. Item number 415-13 was Verizon of New England Incorporated petitioning for a grant of location to install 67 feet of conduit on Walnut Street from an existing manhole to 246 Walnut Street, and that was approved 7-0. Then we took up item number 17-14, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $1,500,000 from budget reserve snow and ice removal account to the following accounts: personnel costs overtime, $500,000, controllable expenditures, sand and salt, $1 million, and that was approved 7-0. There were no, all other items were held, but I would like to mention, as the President did at the beginning, that we did, on the occasion of Philip Hare's 82nd birthday, which happened to fall on the night of the public facilities meeting, and most of you were present, we had the pleasure of honoring him for his many decades of service to the community. We read the commendation to him that night. There was also a mayoral commendation, and I just wanted to enter it into the record for this evening.
Please go ahead.
Oh, do you want me to read it?
Oh, if you would like to, sure, go ahead.
The clerk had said that I don't need to read it again, since we already did.
Okay, that's fine.
I just wanted to
thank you, Alderman Crossley.
So that
Chairman Crossley
concludes the report.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you very much. Next, I'll recognize the Chair of Finance, Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The finance report begins on the top of page 13. The first item is 16-14, is Honor the Mayor, requesting authorization to expend $211,516 for a reimbursable grant for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to fund police overtime costs. This was approved by a vote of 8-0. 19-14 is Honor the Mayor, requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $40,000 from the public building salary account to a public building's capital account to cover the cost for the emergency replacement of the boiler at the Hawthorne Fieldhouse at Pellegrini Park. This was approved by a vote of 8-0. 17-14 is Honor the Mayor, requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $1,500,000 from budget reserve snow and ice removal account to the following accounts: personnel costs, overtime, $500,000, and controllable expenditures, $1,000,000. This was approved by a vote of 8-0. 15-14 is Honor the Mayor, requesting rescission of the $30,000 appropriation voted under Board Order 164-13 back in May of 20th of 2013 for the purpose of funding a needs assessment of the senior population. The Newton Healthcare Center has agreed to fund the assessment in its entirety. This item was voted no action necessary by a vote of 8-0, and I would move the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, seeing no other reports on first call this evening, at this time I'd like to recognize Alderman Yates. You'd like to come up here or do it?
Just do it briefly.
That is totally fine. I'd like to recognize Alderman Yates, who is going to provide a memorial resolution.
I don't know how many of you remember, but Irving Fishman was the state senator for our community for an extended period until his district was merged with Jack Backman's. Senator Fishman died recently at the age of 92, and I'd just like to read the key part of the memorial resolution. Whereas Irving Fishman entered politics as a state representative from Newton in the 1960s and was a pioneering public voice against the Vietnam War, seeking a negotiated settlement in Vietnam, as well as backing legislative efforts against the death penalty, advocating for women's rights, and was one of the deciding votes in overriding Governor Sargent's veto of a bill to create the Massachusetts legislature. Whereas Irving Fishman was a quiet and unassuming individual in his demeanor and was committed, courageous, and willing to compromise on details, but never on his principles, now therefore be it resolved that as the City of Newton bids a fond farewell to Irving Fishman, it is fitting and proper that the members of the Board of Aldermen, representing all the citizens of Newton, mourn the death of this pioneering public voice who leaves behind a legacy of service to the City of Newton and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and express their great pride and deepest gratitude for the life, works, and service rendered by Irving Fishman. Memorial resolution offered this 21st day of January 2014 by myself on behalf of all the members of the Board of Aldermen.
Thank you, Alderman Yates, and that will be part of our first call this evening. Okay, seeing no other business before the board on first call, I'd ask the clerk to call the roll on our reports docket and our referral docket.
Alderman Albright. Alderman Baker. Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Cody. Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye, except for item 410-13 on page 11, and I vote no.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Alderman Leary.
Aye.
Alderman Lipoff.
Aye.
Alderman Norton.
Aye.
Alderman Wright.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent on all items except item 410-13, where the vote is 22 yeas, one nay, and one absent.
Okay, all items on first call carry, and our docket has been referred. Is there any other business before the board this evening? If not, I'll recognize Alderman Blazer. There's a motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 8:21 p.m., and we will now go into our committee meetings. And again, thank you, everyone, for their patience and cooperation.